Hello, this is Pastor Cal Hampton. I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to listen to our Second Mile podcast. It is my prayer that the Spirit of God might just enliven your spirit so that you might get a word from heaven today. And as always, you have an invite to come and worship with us down here at Second Mile Church on 804 Riverside Drive in Clarksville. May the Lord bless you. Thank you. And Justin Hosford is the director over at Teen Challenge, and he's going to explain to you about the ministry and what all it does and how you can support them. But we're just so blessed to have these brothers with us today. God's in the life-changing business, and you're going to get to hear how God is changing lives. Isn't that wonderful? Justin, you come on, and while you're coming, let me pray for you. Father, thank you so much for the way that you use people. Lord, it is not your at all in your interest or your want to see someone go downhill spiritually, physically, emotionally, mentally. Lord, you want us to have abundant life while we're here. And so I thank you for what you're doing through the ministry of Teen Challenge. It's such a blessing. And I pray, God, I look back with fondness as those services, Lord, when they would come over from Savannah and how the Holy Spirit would sit down amongst us. I pray, God, that you do great and mighty things that we don't know anything about here this morning. Use these brothers. Use them for your glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Y'all welcome Justin, would you?
Good morning, church. We are just blessed to be here to be able to share about what God is doing in the ministry of Adult and Teen Challenge. I would bet that everybody in here, if you haven't struggled with it yourself, probably know somebody who has struggled with some sort of addiction or life-controlling issues. I'd like to believe that these guys were doing some of this 3, 4, or 5 months ago, but most of them didn't even see themselves being here church on Sunday singing like they are now. But you know, that's what God does. God can change anyone, turn anyone's life around, and I'm so blessed to get to be a part of this ministry as a director and as a graduate, to get to see God work every day. I mean, it really is a blessing. And I'm gonna have one of our students that's fixing he's getting ready to transition to Memphis to the advanced phase. So we're excited for him, and also I hate to kind of see him go. He's a pretty good guy to have around. Brother Ben, I remember when we opened up the campus here in August. He was one of our first students at our campus here, and I've seen such growth in this young man's life, and I want him to be able to share with you about some of this. You know, what it was like before Teen Challenge, and since you've been in the program, and what you're looking forward to. Brother Ben Boss.
How are y'all doing? I'm pretty nervous. It's like the second time I've ever done this, and definitely not this many people. But, yeah, my name's Ben, born in Michigan. I moved to Cookeville, Tennessee, when I was about a year old. When I was born, my mother was in a rehab, and, you know, I grew up with her till I was about 3 years old, and she decided to choose drugs over me, so my dad won custody over me, and he raised me by himself. And he started his own business when I was about 5 or 6, and he's a construction worker, and so he didn't really have much time for me, but he took care of me, and he put God in my life, and I knew that God was real, and I was always going to church, and he had me in Christian summer camps all the time because he was working, and but he was also an alcoholic. A lot of you may know that a lot of construction workers, you know, they have some bad habits, but he was a good man, but he didn't really have any patience for me, so he raised me pretty rough, tough, and And so when I was about 10 or 11 years old, I started wrestling. And I did that till my senior year of high school. I'm a state medalist, two-time state medalist. When I was 14, I smoked weed for the first time, and of course I liked it too much, and it didn't really hurt my the way I did stuff. It didn't like affect my life, and so I just kept smoking till I was 17. When I was 17, my grandfather passed away, and I went to my cousin's house, and I knew that he was doing methamphetamines, and I was just upset, and I didn't want to feel the pain, so I did some meth, and I did it, and I liked it, and I told myself I need to put it down because I get hooked on it, and I, you know, ruin my life, and I did for about half a year, turned 18, won my medal, high school was about over, I was just kind of lost, and so I started doing dope again. And I went to blacksmith school in Kentucky called Kentucky Horseshoe School. I'm a certified farrier, and I was really good at it. And I had a really good guy I was working for. He's one of the number one horse podiatrists in the country. He goes all over the world, but I ruined it because I couldn't stop doing meth. And when I was 19, I went to jail. Got out July 31st. 2 days later, I came to Teen Challenge. I got a few felonies on my record right now, but I'm praying to God and hoping and knowing He has a plan for me. And if I finish this challenge, then hopefully my record can get expunged. I'm going big, like, you know what I mean? And it, whatever happens, happens. I have faith in God, and I know that He's in control. And I never want to go back. I've been sober for about 240 days. I used to not keep track of the days because I didn't care, but this is a big deal to me because I never thought I'd be sober again a day in my life. And so I'm just glad to be here, and thank you all for having me.
That's just one of our students, and you know, we could be up here half the day, you know, sharing stories of what God has brought us out of. And you know, one of my favorite scriptures is Psalms 40, 1 through 3, that really just speaks to me. And so I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry for help. He brought me up from a desolate pit and out of the muddy clay. He set my feet on rock solid, set my feet on a rock, making my steps secure. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and will trust in the Lord. And I was that guy that I can remember crying for help. I was raised somewhat in church. I felt like I believed in God, but I had no clue what it meant to be a Christian. You know, and I had my own worldly view of Christians, that they were, you know, better than everybody else, and just the wrong view. And you know, there's probably several reasons for that. But I knew when I got to that lowly pit, it was, I mean, that where I felt hopeless. I cried for help. I really did. I can remember where I was sitting in my bed and said, God, help me. And a few days later, I went to jail. And that's what I need. That's what needed to happen. A lot of times, my family would, my dad, my stepdad, they'd come bail me out of jail. So I didn't really have to feel my consequences a lot of times. But this last time, when I asked God for help, they left me in there. And And I was bitter, you know, said some probably things to them that I shouldn't have, but now I'm so thankful for that. I mean, that was the best thing they did, was let me sit in there, feel my consequences, and get some clarity to my head. And then that's when I found out about Adult and Teen Challenge. Thank God. You know, a verse that we stand on at Teen Challenge is 2 Corinthians 5:17, which states that if any man is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone and the new has come. And, you know, that's just so true. So true in my life and in these men's life. I want to have one more of our men come up and share. And his name is Brother Robert Frazier. Come on up, Brother Robert. Brother Robert, where are you from?
I'm from Sparta, Tennessee.
We got a couple guys from that part of the state in our program, but I want to tell you, from the time I met Robert when he came in, and he's also fixing a transition in a week to Memphis, but I have seen such, Robert, he could be a fast talker, very highly intelligent man, and getting him just to slow down was the first step that, you know, the Bible says be quick to, slow to speak and quick to listen. And so, and he took heed to that. But he's got a powerful testimony. So hold on to your seats, Robert, and share what God's done in your life.
Absolutely. Good morning, church.
Good morning,
good morning church. All right. My name is Rob Frazier. I'm 33 years old. I grew up in Sparta, Tennessee, to a loving middle-class home with two brothers and three sisters. I never wanted for anything. I was never abused. My parents didn't even fight in front of me. At the age of 13, I began using methamphetamine and other drugs. I began injecting at the age of 15 until I was 31 when my last bang gave out. Unfortunately, I continued using other ways. During these years, however, I finished a formal medic and nursing education and held several prominent emergency medical and trauma positions, but my drug use still continued. October 6, 2015, 4:54 p.m., I get a text from my best friend Rodney saying, "Come hang out, brother." Stood him up that night. Because I stood him up, he called another person to come hang out. October 7, 3:20 a.m., that person brutally murdered him and put his girlfriend in critical condition with multiple gunshot and stab wounds. I still remember the exact time of that text because I would read it at night sitting at his grave and cry until I could barely breathe. I blame myself. This caused major psychological issues with me, including PTSD. September 26, 2016, God blessed me with a 7-pound, 8-ounce, 21.5-inch long baby boy. December 23rd, 2 days before his first Christmas, I lost him. The stress caused my hair to fall out, as you can see. My drug use spiraled out of control, and one night having enough, I committed suicide and died in a hospital ER. But God had different plans. During the crisis hold that followed my hospitalization, I was put on very strong first-generation neuroleptic psych meds, which caused a movement disorder called akathisia, a condition I was not made aware of when I was prescribed it. This condition causes me to move sporadically and rock back and forth, as you may have noticed. I'm unfortunately probably stuck with this for life. I cried about it pretty regularly. Fast forward. I end up back in jail. I'm released on April 1st, 2019, only to return April 2nd, obviously learning nothing. Little did I know, God was working. Facing 10 years, I heard about Teen Challenge and applied, but the district attorney said no because of the psych meds. Because the district attorney said no, Teen Challenge said no. So in very sloppy handwriting, I wrote a letter to the male placement director with the new application enclosed, listing 5 reasons why I felt I deserved a chance, and I asked to be weaned off those psych meds. I had no idea my second letter would cause the male placement director to check up on me. One day the guard told me that Teen Challenge was coming to interview me. I was shocked. The male placement director, when he spoke to me, said, "Look, it's going to take an act of God for the courts to say yes." He said he could barely read my writing. So I prayed about that too. Over the course of 4 months, I corresponded with the male placement director, Bible studied with him, and guess what? The Lord improved my handwriting drastically. He literally has every letter and says my handwriting evolved over the 52 letters I wrote him during those 4 months. Yes, I said 52 letters. September 2nd, we went before the judge to motion for a furlough, as he can override the district attorney's no. The executive director came to bat for me himself. After just 4 minutes in the chambers, the judge said yes. On the way here with the male placement director in his truck, he said, you know what? Teen Challenge told me no as well, and I wrote a letter back just like you did. When I got yours, I told that same executive director that sent my no and yours that I have found the one like me who the Holy Spirit told me deserves a chance. He said, put on your boxing gloves and get ready to fight. And with the Holy Spirit, here we are. What has Teen Challenge done for me? Teen Challenge has not only helped me to overcome addiction, but also restored my family life, brought me closer to God. They helped me identify and deal with key issues and problems I didn't even realize I had. Teen Challenge also helped me to forgive those who hurt me, including the one that murdered my friend. I now pray for him. Oh, yeah. And they're training each one of us to be special forces in God's army. As for my future, I hope to graduate Teen Challenge, become a pastor, start a ministry of my own to help others, and become actively involved in community service and philanthropic endeavors. I hope to file for a congressional expungement of my charges, return to nurse practitioner school, and get a dual Master's of Divinity or Doctorate of Theology with an emphasis in New Testament and live a happy, law-abiding, godly, fulfilled life. You see, what the enemy used for bad, the Lord is using for good. What happened in my life when I think about what God pulled me out of brings me great joy, gratitude, and hope. Hope that now lives in me. What was once my mess is now my message. God is not playing checkers. He's playing chess. So I stand on Revelation 12:11, and they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death.
I told you the truth, didn't I? God is doing a great work through Adult Teen Challenge. This is Pastor Cal again. I hope you enjoyed the message. If you'd like to talk to me or another pastor about some issue that you may have, a question you might have, you're free to call 931-332-6288.